He said, verse 5, for he foreordained us, destined us, planned in love for us. Notice how he planned it. How? In love. In who he is. You know, we taught a series here on love. I don't know if I'm done with it yet, but I'm just taking a break. But he did what? Planned in love for us to be what? You see it? To be what? Adopted, revealed as his own children. How? Are you hearing what he's saying? His own children through Jesus Christ. How? In accordance with the purpose of his will. Not anybody else's. It's in accordance with his will. And what is the will of God? Does he have anything in his will to hurt you, to destroy you, to hold you, to crush you, or break you, or do anything that's... No, it's according to his will to bless you, to raise you up, to make you be like him. He would not call you sons and daughters. He would not call us children and not give us and be a father that children should have. Are you with me so far? So he said, according to his purpose, the purpose of his will, because it what? It pleased him and was his kind intent. His kind intent. So that we might be to what? To the praise and the commendation of his glorious grace. Ooh. Favor and mercy. Favor and mercy. And can you see why the enemy have tried to keep us away from this by trying to get our lives contaminated, keep blindness on in areas of our lives that we don't really come to know who we are, know what we have, and what's been given to us, and trying to make things right for ourselves, trying to do this, trying to figure out how I'm going to get this done, and then other get caught up in other things, and it caused their lives to be filled with misery, sorrow, frustration, confusion, doubt, unbelief, because that's the real perpetrator of all of it. Yeah. Doubt and unbelief and fear. So he says, so that we might be to the praise and the commendation of his glorious grace, favor and mercy, which he so freely. So what? So freely bestowed on us in the beloved. Thank you, Jesus. You helped me, won't you, Holy Ghost? Oh, thank you for it. Thank you for your help tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now watch. In him, are y'all hearing the word of God? In him, we have redemption. Not going to get it. Not trying to get it. In him, we have redemption. Redemption for what? Anything and everything that will hurt you, harm you, mislead you, misinform you, misguide you, do you wrong. You've been redeemed from anything and everything. I don't care how you feel or where you are right now, what's going on in your life. You, in him, you have redemption. Satan, demons, evil spirits, sickness and disease, poverty and lack, whatever it is, has no right to do anything to you because you have been purchased purchased by the blood of the crucified one. You've been redeemed. If Brother Kenny has a horse and I go and purchase that horse from him, redeem it, purchase it, bring it to my house, put it in my pasture, and so forth, my corral, however you want to say it. Does he have a right to come over there and fool with my horse? If I catch him over there, do I have a right to deal with it? God wants you to understand, Satan has no right to come in your life and messing around trying to bring this on you. And he gave you the authority to keep him out. And when you won't cooperate with your redeemer and exercise your authority, because that's what we're going to talk about too, then Satan comes in and he'll start feeding you false information to deceive you, because he's a master deceiver, to make you bite, eat, and digest stuff that God never said, because you got under some kind of religion, some kind of tradition that God wasn't in. And then when you start exposing the religions and the tradition and the kind of stuff, they want to kill you, because that's what they want to do to Jesus. Check out his ministry. When he started talking about the truth, those Pharisees wanted to kill, they tried to throw him off the cliff one time.